Bang, bang, bang. Why today, of all days, on moving day? The noise goes right through me, jangling my already shredded nerves as one of the heavy wooden doors upstairs slams, the wind whipping in and around the house like a gaggle of overexcited spirits at Halloween, teasing and causing havoc. Except it's not Halloween. It's early June. And it's not spirits causing havoc. It's the mistral wind that blows regularly here in Provence and has chosen to create mischief today, of all days. I can hear it howling, laughing at me. You really thought you could do this? More doors bang, glasses I've yet to wrap fall over on the sideboard. I'm exhausted before the day has even begun. My arms, legs, and spirits are heavy, as if I'm dragging heavy sandbags behind me, draining my already depleted energy supplies. I walk slowly along the empty hall towards the front door. It was the wonderful terracotta floor tiles I'd noticed when we first arrived. Their red is worn to orange in places, and they seem to tell a story of their own, of the many footsteps that have crossed them over the years. We've made barely a dusty footprint on them, let alone been here long enough to leave an indentation. I step outside, holding my face defiantly to the wind, which is blowing up dust and carrying it through the just-cleaned house. My eyes stream and I blink. At least we did it, I think. At least we tried. I wipe my eyes with the corner of my poncho. I'm not sure I have a coat to put on later when we arrive back in the UK.
Don't worry, love,
shouts the removal man over the wind. He's in a dark burgundy polo shirt, with Broderick and Daughter Removals in gold on the breast. I nod and try to smile a little, but inside, I know I'm out of my depth. My life is way out of control.
Me and Lexi are doing moves like this all the time,
he yells cheerily, walking back from wrestling with and eventually tying back the heavy doors of the removal truck. It's parked in front of the house, under the plane trees, their branches waving enthusiastically, like they've seen a long-lost friend. They'll need pruning next year, the thought drifts through my confused mind, like a train pulling up at a station exactly on time, despite the weather conditions. Pollarding, I think randomly, letting the words sit in my mind, relishing the calm it brings, as if the wind has dropped just for a moment, bringing calm. And then it blows up again, with a vengeance. Why am I thinking about the plane trees at the front of the house? I won't be here next year. I'll be... Where will I be? The chaos that the wind brings shreds my nerves all over again, as the van doors bang and outdoor pots gather together topple over and roll around. Ralph barks excitedly and barges past me, catching me on the back of the calves and making my knees buckle. He skids over the tiles to rush out and greet the visitors. Well, at least he may have left a scratch mark or two on the floor, I think sagely. Mr. Broderick walks up the couple of steps to the front door. The shutters firmly closed upstairs rattle in their holdings. One breaks free from its tie and bangs against the wall. I look around for Ollie to help, but he's nowhere to be seen. Oh, yes he is. He's sitting in the dust-covered car, on the phone, making calls. Making plans. I sigh. More plans.
Honestly, love, says Mr. Broderick as he kindly touches my elbow, clearly mistaking the dusty cause of my tears. We do this all the time. Move people over here for a taste of the good life, then get a call to move them back 6 months later when they realise what a mistake they've made. They're missing everything about good old Blighty and want to go home. It happens all the time. You can't beat Blighty. That's what I say. Isn't that right, Lexi?
He raises his voice to call over the wind to the woman, possibly the same age as me, late 30s, jumping down from the back of the truck and walking towards us. She's wearing a matching Broderick polo shirt, smiling. She has short, spiky white blonde hair and leopard print jeans. She seems oblivious to the wind swirling around the driveway, the rolling terracotta pots, and the clouds of dust pluming around her steel toe-cap boots.
What's that, Dad?
She shrieks over the wind.
I said... he shouts over the banging shutter. We do this all the time. Move people over here and move them back 6 months later.
We do,
She smiles widely. He always says there's nowhere like Blighty. She's standing next to her dad now. Nice to see you again, she says. And suddenly, her warmth feels like a glimmer of home.